I have a simple challenge for all of you, whether you're listening now, later, or however you're doing it, over the radio, online, as a fancy idiot, and for my four contemporaries here in the studio. I want you to rank in order of most important to least important, or favorite to least favorite, however you want to define it, your five senses.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Most important to least important.
Yeah. So in order. Number one is.
Okay.
Are you stumped? Yeah. I know which one's last.
What are the five senses?
Yeah, for a second I had to think about it. I go, wait a minute, what am I missing here?
Don't tell him, because I want him to say like sight, hearing, bowling.
Oh, red, yellow, blue.
When you first, the first thing I thought was, oh, who, what, when, where, why?
And also, it's not, I mean, I'll play along for this, but don't we have like a bunch of other senses now?
Scientists have said there's way more than five.
Yeah. Spider, magnetism.
Spider.
Hovering ability.
Lasers.
Earthquake detection. Hydrometer. All right. Okay, so we're putting these in order from favorite to least favorite, so
or
to speak.
Important to least important.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Okay.
Yep.
Important?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, they're all equally important.
Well, you got to pick, man. Everybody has a favorite kid. Sometimes you got to pick them.
You're right.
All right, I'm good.
You got it?
Yeah, I've got my list.
Thanks.
So you know what the five senses are, Steve.
Yeah.
Well, let's you go first, just in case.
Okay.
Give us your number five sense.
Hearing.
Least important. Hearing.
Yeah.
Don't love this job, huh? Pretty hard to do without it.
Mm-hmm.
I could live without it.
Okay. What's number four?
Number four, smell.
I also have. No, I have. No, I don't. Never mind. What do you have for three?
Yeah. Let me finish mine.
I will. I agree.
You have piped down.
You'll get your chance to say your favorite senses.
I never do, Greg. I never get to do these things. You guys do it, and no one asked me. Steve, what's number three?
Don't try to steal my sense, Valor.
What's number three?
Touch.
Number two?
Taste.
And number one is?
Sight.
Yes. Wait, so you had taste ahead of?
Taste is ahead of touch, smell, and hearing.
Wow.
That's nice. Your list is wrong.
Yeah.
It is totally wrong, man. Oh.
See, wandering around.
Just tasting deafen. Everything.
Look, I am food motivated. And
you can't feel what he's eating with his hands.
Oh, I don't
but
care.
But he can taste everything.
Yeah.
He could feed you anything.
Yeah.
Man. You're deaf. We could talk about it right in front of you. Kelly.
Oh, if... Never mind. Okay, let's go. Let's hear.
My number five is smell, because I feel like I could lose that. And even though I'd miss it, I wouldn't miss all of it. So that's good. Vision. I feel like that would probably help me a lot as far as not caring about my personal like look, and I would never wear makeup again. Touch.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, touch is third for me. And then hearing is second, and taste is first. I'm right there
taste
with Steve.
Taste is first?
If taste I, is first?
You don't understand.
Above,
I love food. If I couldn't taste the food I was eating, I think I would end it.
You think there's people, because some people do lose their sense of taste.
I would
do you
hate
think
it.
They'd be like, man, I wish I was blind instead. There's no way.
I would not like to not be able, if everything just was a texture and not a taste, it would drive me crazy.
Yeah, but.
I would
but
hate
this is,
it.
But this is supposed to be of an impact. Important. It's like
that is important to me. The hell? No, if I couldn't taste something, it would drive me crazy. If I could never taste an apple fritter again, if I can never taste coffee again.
Yeah, good luck finding it. What if all you can find is turds?
What are you?
You can't see, smell, or touch.
Yeah, you
or
can't
touch?
Smell it.
You didn't say I was losing all the other four. Yeah, yeah,
right. You have to just put the turd in your mouth.
You're just going to go around blindly eating turds in this world?
God, Kelly, you have weird dreams.
You're least, so gross.
At least Steve can see the turds he's shoving into his mouth.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Nice
until
job.
You have it in your mouth.
creating.
You can't smell it or feel it.
Touch a third so I can kind of feel that it's a little squishy, which could be confusing, though, because the right kind of turd with the right kind of squishiness could be like an eclair. And I love eclairs. See, I can't lose taste.
Doesn't matter.
I can't.
It just turns into all of us eating turd.
Yeah.
Hot wings. Blindly eating turds.
That's how we roll. Hot wings, what about you?
All right. Let me do the right.
Yeah, come on, turd eater.
Let me do the right list. As much as I wouldn't like to lose it, I also have smell as my least important, followed by taste. Would be sad to lose taste, no doubt. But I'd rather have these other things. My third would be hearing. My second would be touch, and my first would be sight. Because without touch, like, I mean, that's like, you know, hot, cold, all that stuff. You have no idea if you're burning yourself or freezing to death or any of that. That'd be
sex,
pretty bad.
Hugs.
But all of that stuff. And then for me, with sight, you could avoid some of the dangers just by being able to see them. I could also still drive without that. It'd be tough to drive without touch. But I guess I could look and go, well, I know my hands are on the wheel.
Right. You take it off, though. You don't know where your hand went.
Yeah. It would be really, it would be very, very tough not to have touch, but anyway, that's my list.
Joe?
You almost had it right. Coming in at number five, smell.
Okay.
Some smells are good.
I'm with you so far.
Most are bad. Then taste.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could be so
things are tasty.
Much more adventurous sexually without those two things.
Especially if blind is your next one.
It's sound. I like
I'll
music.
I'll bury my face in anything now.
Okay.
Can't smell it, can't taste it, can't see it.
All right. So far, Joe and I are on track.
And then this is where things...
okay.
Yeah, this is where our paths diverge. Sight, I'm getting rid of that. And then I'm keeping touch as the number one most important.
Joe, you have the correct list.
I know.
Because I also have that list.
Ours match,
and
so
I
it must
of
be.
It, yeah. So I get to decide. That's how my kids make games. That's how this game works.
Yeah, I could see. I mean, I could make the case for flipping those top two around.
Boy, the 60% of the show that went last, a lot smarter than the first two turd eaters.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. No real thought put into it at all.
I mean, the first guy didn't even know what the five senses were. And then Kelly's like, as long as I can eat feet, thief.
It was kind of an upset that I got. Yeah. I nailed all five of them.
I'm going to put the number three hair growth. That's pretty important.
After we threw you under the bus and made fun of you, I'm like, yeah, this guy's going to say bowling. I made the numbers 1 through 5, and I wrote down 3, and I went, I only know one more.
It's hot.
And it got real hot in here for a second. Then I'm like, okay, I got it.
I had to look it up to make sure I was on the same page.
Rachel, did you do it?
I did.
What did you
eat turds too?
Yeah. I am not going to eat turds.
What are yours? Like animal crackers, rainbows, fun suspenders,
stickers that scratch and sniff.
Listen, if one of my senses
was
sticker
fun,
sensing.
Fun suspenders.
Oh, boy, that almost got me bad.
I think I have the right list, though.
Okay.
I really, really do. My number five spot is taste, because I'm not fat like some of you guys discovered earlier. My number four is going to be
fat like some of us.
Okay.
Let me finish my list. Dang.
Okay, yeah.
My number four is smell, because I don't really care about smelling things anymore. Number three is sight. I don't really, need that.
A flower shop. I've got it. I'm good.
I've seen all that can be seen.
Yeah, I'm already good. I've got this. My number two is touch. I think that is really important, but my number one is hearing. If I can never hear my favorite song again, I think I'd lose it. I would get a song stuck in my head, but then I wouldn't be able to remember the entire song, and then I wouldn't be able to listen to it, and it would drive me crazy. And I think number one is hearing.
Oh, I don't know. You have such poor taste in music.
Yeah. That is
I
want to so
lose
false.
Your hearing for you.
Yeah, right?
I want to lose my hearing to not ever hear Oil
you
City
don't
again.
You know my entire
Owl
taste
City.
In music.
Oil City.
The only thing you know about my taste in music is Owl City.
Oh, no. I was thinking more of that, like, didn't you like listening to mute geese fart through a techno box?
What? John, I'm going to make you a playlist. I'll make you a special
what,
playlist.
What, that band
just
you're going
me.
To see? Techno Death Goose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When I, and that's what they sound like.
Rachel wants to be Helen Keller.
That's true. She's a role model for me. You all need to be respectful.
Absolutely. And playing Find That Plunger is a fun party game.
Gosh, you guys have lost your sense of respect.
Yeah.
Yes. I read her diary.
I felt that plunger.
Oh,
House of Pleasure.
That's Helen Keller.
Uh-huh.
That was, you know, she won a Grammy for spoken word that year.